Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the fifth week after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ Thursday. Our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 23 through 35. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had and payment to be made. So the servant fell to his knees, imploring him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything." And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, "Pay what you owe." So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, "Have patience with me, and I will pay you." He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. Our scripture lesson comes from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As stated above, no one should ever be forced to private confession, but for various reasons, it is still good and advisable. You should never despise the Word of God, no matter how often you hear it, but be eager at all times to receive and accept it. God has brought it about that His Word has gone forth into all the world, filling all corners, so that wherever you may go, you will find God's Word everywhere. Wherever I proclaim the forgiveness of sins, I am proclaiming the true gospel. For the sum and substance of the gospel is that he who believes in Christ will obtain the forgiveness of sins. Every time a Christian preacher opens his mouth, he is bound to speak a word of absolution. We should always be eager to accept this proclamation with joy wherever and whenever we hear it, and thank God from the bottom of our hearts that we can hear this proclamation in so many places. There is also the important factor in private confession. It is not your act that is the important thing here, but what the pastor proclaims to you in this act, his declaration that our sins have been forgiven, his absolution. It does not matter whether this absolution comes from a pastor in the course of his duties or from any other Christian. The word which is proclaimed to you here is not man's word, but God's word. Here, in the context of absolution, it is just as though God himself were speaking to you through your pastor or your Christian brother. Let us pray. Awake in us such reverence and respect for your saving word, O God, that we value it wherever and whenever it is offered, especially also in the simple word of absolution heard from a Christian brother for Christ our Savior's sake. Amen. Find the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man and other educational resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. You are invited to join us March 13th and 14th as we hear from best-selling author Nancy Piercy. Professor Piercy will share insights from her books on gender and sexuality, demonstrating how a biblical worldview is the solution to the challenges facing society and the church today. Register for the live stream or reserve a seat at flbc.edu/events.